A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Daf Hei Yomad Aleph, Nedarim 5a, pagination is 9, make reference to the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta. The Mishnah stated, Ha'omer Lachavero, a person who told his friend, Mudrani Mimcha, I should be vowed from you. Mufrashani mimcha, I should be separated from you. Muruchkani mimcha, I should be distanced from you. She'eni ochel lach, in that I will not eat from you. She'eni toem lach, that I will not taste from you. Aser, indeed, he's going to be forbidden from benefiting from his friend. This is a case called yados, the handle of a vow. It isn't the vow itself. He didn't say konam. He didn't make it clear what he was doing. But it's understood. He said something about distancing him. And then he explained that it's regarding food. But he didn't say konam. He didn't use the text that's associated with a neder, with a vow. The Gemara on Amud Aleph over here, counting up from the bottom, about 9 lines, tells us, Taima de Omar she'eni ochelach. The reason it's forbidden to eat from his friend is because he concluded his statement by saying that his distancing from his friend has to do with food. V'she'eni toem lach, or that I won't taste from him. De Oser, that's why it's forbidden. Avo. But let's consider a different case where he didn't say as much. Omar Mudrani Hemeich, he only said, I'm vowed from you. Lomashma de Omar Osir, it does not appear that the prohibition that he tried to put in place, which was regarding food, is going to in fact be prohibited. My time, why? Because Mudrani Mimcha Lomishta'ina Badach Mashma. If you say, I'm vowed from you, it sounds like I won't have anything to do with you. Mufrashani mimcha, I'm distanced from you, delo avidnani mach maso matan, that I won't do business with you. Mashma. Muruchkani mimcha, and that I'm distanced from you, is delo ka imna bedalar amos dilach mashma, that I won't be within your 4 amos, in your area. I won't stand next to you, in your personal space. It's only because he concluded the statement that it has to do with food that we accept the yados, even though he didn't do the perfect wording of a vow, but he made it clear what it is that he's trying to do. And this opens up the topic known in the Gemara as yadayim she'enon mochichos. What happens if the yadayim, the imperfect statement of the vow, was done without even being totally clear what it is that you were trying to do? And our Mishnah is telling us that you need yadayim mochichos. Indeed, you don't have to use the word konam, vow, that it's a neder, but you do have to make it clear what it is that you're trying to do. And yadayim she'enon mochichos, the handle, if it's not totally clear, is not going to affect what you were trying to do. As we understand, if you didn't say ochel, food, then it's not going to do that. I'm purposely being a little bit non-committal as to what it would do, because that's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam and the Ran discuss this. We can jump straight to Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Vav. In Sif Aleph, the Rambam writes, Im oma mudrani mimcha, omer frishani mimcha, omer uchkani mimcha, velo siyim devarav she'eni ochalach. If he did not conclude, he said the words of the Mishnah, but he didn't finish it off with the words, and it should affect food. So then, b'mudrani mimcha, also ledaber imo. Then in that case, he would be forbidden to speak with him. Mufrashani would be business transactions. And Meruchkani would be not to stand in his four amos. That's the view of the Mechaber. The Shach and Taz point out that we should go to the Rama in Sif Gimel, where the Rama writes, the Yesh Cholkim, there are those that argue, Usvira Lahem, and these Rishonim hold, the Chol Shelo Omar She'eni Ochalach, if you didn't say the words that I'm not going to eat, Lav Kolumhu, it ends up not being a neder at all. And that's the approach of the Rush. So that our Gemara is clear. In order to accomplish what you want in the Mishnah, to forbid food benefit from the person, that's going to require that you articulate food, even though it's yados, but it has to be yadayim mochichos. It has to be clear what you were trying to do. The question, though, is, what happens if you weren't clear? And there we have the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskening that the very things that our Gemara said are the source of ambiguity. Did you mean that you won't talk? Did you mean you won't do business? Did you mean you won't stand next to him? What is it that you meant? Those are the very things that are going to happen if you weren't clear that you referred to food. Whereas the Rosh, the Rama, and the point that the Shach and the Taz are making is that the entire neder will not take effect because you were not clear, even though you don't have to articulate everything, but it does have to be yadayim mochichos, it has to be clear. Let's take a look at Amud Beis, midway on the page. The first word on the line is mochichos, and then we begin. Itmar, we learnt. Yadayim she'ein mochichos. When you have a case of yadayim, that means you didn't articulate the entire statement, but besides that, it's also not clear what exactly you meant. I understand there was a neder, but what was the neder that you were intending to do? Abaya Omar Havin Yadayim. Abaya says that's sufficient to be binding because it is considered a yad, a handle. V'Rava Omar Lo Havin Yadayim. And Rava says that it's not going to be a yad, like we're saying in the Ramah, that we're paskening like that, that it's not going to take effect. Let's drop down about four or five lines. Bahafla'a is the beginning of the line. Lema biplukta d'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan kamifligi. We have a machlokes that seems very similar to this regarding Gittin, the Jewish bill of divorce. The Tanan, we learned. Gufo shall get. What's the text that's written in a get? Hareat muteres l'chalada. Behold, you should be permitted to every man. And that's sufficient. Even though you didn't write that she's going to be permitted to get remarried by virtue of this get. Maybe you said to her, Hareat muteres l'chalada, and you're just recording those same words in the get. We say that it is acceptable according to the Chachamim, the first opinion, because that's sufficient. Harayat mutaris l'chaladam, you shall be permitted. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that's not enough. You have to write, V'dein di'ave lichim minoy sefer tiruchin v'get piturin v'igeres shivukin. You have to write in the get that by virtue of the get, you will be divorced. Abaya de Amakir Abonon, it appears, that Abaya was following the first view, the rabbi's view, which is that it's enough and it's obvious, even though it's not obvious, but Yadayim She'en Mochichos is sufficient. For Rava de Amakir Rabbi Yehuda, and Rava who said you need Yadayim Mochichos is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who requires that you really articulate what it is that you're trying to do, and over here you need to say that the get document itself is the divorce. Omalach Abaye, Abaye says, it's not a comparison. Our discussion is by Nidorim, Yadayim Ein Mochichos, if it's sufficient or not. But by a get, Anoda amri afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda. I could say, even like Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda only said this concept, ba'inon yadayim mochichos, that you have to be very articulate in the get. Elegabe get de ba'inon krisos. It's talking by a get because you need to cut off. This is much more than a verification. It itself has to do the cutting. It has to effect. And therefore, it has to be more articulate. Veleka, and in the get, you don't have the text that states that the get is the cutter. Avo ba'alma mishametle, but generally, we don't require yadayim mochichos, Abaye says. V'Rava Omar, and Rava likewise says that these two cases aren't linked. Anoda amri afilu l'rabbonon, I who hold that you need yadayim mochichos, could hold, even like the Rabbanan, that by get, the lesser wording was sufficient. Ad ken lo ka'omi Rabbanan de lo bo'inan yadayim mochichos. The only reason you didn't need yadayim mochichos in a get, elegabe get, de'ino de megarish eseshes chavero, because you can't divorce the wife of your friend, so it's pretty clear that if he's handing the get, he's handing a get because they are married, and this will be the divorce between him and her. You don't have to write between him and her. That's obvious. You can't divorce someone else's wife. Ava ba'alma, but generally, mishamet luhu, there is no predisposed information to let us know what it is that you were vowing. Again, by a get, we know because they were married. So who else are you divorcing? And we understand what's going on. By a neder, Rava holds, you would have to be more articulate. Again, it could still be yadayim. It doesn't have to use the word konam and neder, and as long as it's clear what it is you're doing. But Rava holds that it does indeed have to be clear. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.